You are listening to the Keenan Vision Podcast, produced by SalesforceDevOps.net. This is Episode 8, broadcast Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. New research, SaaS DevOps grows to critical importance. Hey everybody, welcome to the latest edition of the Keenan Vision Podcast. And today I'm real excited to share with you the latest research project that I just completed over the summer 2022. And it's called SaaS DevOps Reaches Critical Importance. It's kind of the conclusion of the study that I did. So let me take you on a tour of it, and hopefully we can all learn something together, and you share with me any comments or any ideas that you get from it. So let's go. We're in the website, and here's our new research article. And again, the kind of the conclusion is that there's a lot of SaaS stuff coming down the pike, and IT managers are going to have to deal with a lot of SaaS installations. So a lot of the things we've learned in Salesforce DevOps is going to apply to SaaS DevOps. So let's get into that. So it's all kind of an assumption, right? That SaaS seems to be impenetrable right now. It seems to have this lofty height in terms of stability and the economic situation going on around the world. So I wanted to check that and get some data on that and figure out exactly how fast things were growing. And what I did is I looked at 126 companies and the SEC filings and all their 10-Ks and all the sometimes the foreign filings. And I came up with this is the overall number here, and I'm over the good part here, but as you can see, it's $125 billion for SaaS currently, and it's growing at about 27% rate. And this, to me, is a little remarkable. We've got these nice pictures here of the growth. Here's growth in the recent years, where we've got this green part here is SaaS revenue, and this violet part here is infrastructure. The reason why I've got them both in here is because there's some mixing going on. There's a fair amount of SaaS happening in the infrastructure category and a little bit of infrastructure happening in the SaaS category. And that's because of the giant companies and how they categorize their income. So the way that Microsoft and Google the way that they categorize their income is going to have a huge impact on this type of analysis. So you can read in the paper about how I made little individual decisions about how to compensate for that. Here's an interesting one. The top companies that are in there by revenue in 2021, we've got Salesforce, Google, which also includes GCP. That was one of the anomalies I was referring to. All the Adobe subscription products that are online now. And then SAP comes in here in fourth, which is interesting. Then we've got ServiceNow, Oracle with NetSuite and so forth, Workday, GoDaddy, surprisingly, because they have a lot of applications. They get a lot of revenue from their SaaS apps to build websites. And then Autodesk, DocuSign. And then there's a total of 77 SaaS companies, which public SaaS companies in my survey, which seems like a lot. And this is the way I looked at them, was by the year in which these new SaaS companies came into the market. And if you look down at the bottom there, there's a lot of logos. So ever since 2018, there have been 32 new public companies come on the scene with SaaS revenue. So that seems like a lot. And then if we get down here and look at the, I'll go back up here to the, or actually I go back down here to our revenue model. So we can look at the recent activity. And so basically 2019, we've got slightly decreasing percentage growth rates in SaaS from year to year. But interestingly, here in 2021, it actually ticked up. So, and I'm attributing some of this to the new companies. So there is, this is a little unusual from a market analysis perspective. Usually, this number is always going down. The percentage growth is always going down due to market saturation. So what's going on here is there's market expansion in the SaaS world because of the new companies. So I'd say that a number from a research perspective, understanding the SaaS landscape, understanding from a financial perspective, that's the number one finding, is that there's a spike in SaaS companies. And I actually believe that that's going to continue. The reason why is because, go back up here, is because you look at this, and these are kind of the basic categories that I've identified for now and in the future for SaaS apps. And the ones on the left side of the screen are well-developed. They're all very, you know, there's some of them are best in breed. But on the right side of the screen, they're not. So in manufacturing and MRP, for example, I don't think that SaaS is playing much of a role right now. But I think it will. So I think that in the future, all of these categories will eventually get to have a fully adopted and best of class status in terms of software. So this research is telling me that we're in now almost in the later innings of the SaaS conversion. People are using SaaS to deal with digital transformation. The reason why everybody wants to digitize their companies is to have resilience, and also now in an inflationary supplier environment, to drive efficiencies into their company. So these are two really big factors that are causing SaaS to continue to be extremely popular. So we just looked at that, and we looked at the revenue model. Again, I think the quip is, what I found is that software is eating the world, and it's being delivered by the cloud, to paraphrase Mark Andreessen. So going on, I think, what do we do about this? Well, you know, I think about Salesforce DevOps and all the things you do to manage that gnarly SaaS package. Well, I think a lot of that same stuff is going to happen with other SaaS packages, especially complex ones, especially those that find themselves in the position of being a critical system, either being under some sort of regulatory mandate or a financial system or something like that. So these are the systems where you need SaaS DevOps, just like how we need Salesforce DevOps. And if we look at this here, these are some of the things I listed that are different on every platform. So you kind of need a unifying platform to kind of figure all this stuff out. If you've got 8 critical SaaS systems in your enterprise running critical stuff, and that's 2 or 3 years from now, I think you're going to need the assistance of a SaaS DevOps platform to help with that. Now, the vendors who are building the SaaS systems can help the DevOps people by doing some certain things, and that's to kind of copy some of the successes we've had with Salesforce DevOps. So let's look at those things. It's metadata APIs. So I've got an API where I can get the data back and forth from the from the SaaS system. A data API where I can manipulate the data to do backups, extractions, and so forth. Sandboxes. This is how low-code and no-code workers can exist in a regulated system, is if you have some sort of environment where you can move along a test process, then that can be, that's how you handle the low-code situation. So the sandbox is what gives Salesforce the power to manage that in a low-code environment. So we need that in other platforms. And also some sort of platform CLI. So I think you want to have your, you know, just like how we have SFDX and the upcoming SF family of CLIs, the every SaaS system should have something like that. So for me, if you can't do every setup thing in a SaaS system through an API or a CLI, there is a deficiency in that SaaS system. And we know we have that in Salesforce because you can't do it in things like Salesforce Experiences is not fully covered by the API. So there's a deficiency in metadata with Salesforce. But in most other instances, this is not a well-developed thing, and this is what we need the vendors to do. So that we can advance this kind of vision that I've come up with here. And if you're familiar with my DevOps stack, here are the things in my map. Here are all the major elements that I've got that are required to make up a DevOps system. So you're going to need a platform with some sort of data integration services, you know, like a MuleSoft or an API gateway or something. And then in addition, you're going to need those metadata APIs that talk to all the different SaaS systems, you know, where we've got things like Salesforce, Experience Marketing, Snowflake, Customer Data Platform, external data coming from wherever to do whatever. So, I mean, these are the kind of things that are going to be needed. And again, this emphasizes the thing that differentiates Salesforce DevOps and SaaS DevOps from traditional DevOps, which is the need to have metadata intelligence. So there's always some sort of continual ingestion of metadata from these dynamic SaaS systems. So the DevOps platform knows exactly what's going on with those different systems. So that is kind of my conclusion, is to point out that system. And I think I've kind of beaten it to death here. I think if I have an analyst outlook on the industry right now, I think that I've identified 7 Salesforce DevOps platform companies. If you go to a link I have in the article, I have a list of public DevOps companies, starting with things like HashiCorp and companies like that. So I think that, and GitHub, big DevOps provider. So I think the reason why I'm listing these companies is I think that they're going to be doing SaaS DevOps at some point. How are they going to do it? They're probably going to buy one of the little companies that we're dealing with right now. I'm not going to name them, but they're on my list. And so I think, and we're also going to see other, and this is all going to stem from Salesforce DevOps, because this is the SaaS system that has been conquered first with an external management philosophy, so to speak. So that's where I think the industry is going. Ultimately, we could have Microsoft or Salesforce or other large software companies absorb some of these DevOps companies as the practice becomes regularized. So I really do believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, SaaS DevOps is going to be a category. It's going to be a requirement for companies to have, especially if you're a big company. It's going to be the only way to deal with governance and advanced management techniques on critical systems. So thank you today for listening to the Salesforce DevOps podcast in this slightly different format, and I'll be talking to you soon. Thanks a lot. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Keenan Vision podcast. Please come visit SalesforceDevOps.net website and sign up for email notifications of significant updates. Thanks to 10 Ton Chicken for the music, which is available on iTunes. And be sure to like, subscribe, and leave a review about how we did on this podcast.